after the song ended, they walked out onto St. Peter and turned right, heading to Decatur Street, where they had been lucky to find such a close place to park right in front of Central Grocery. Quickly, they passed some sloshed, hurricane glass-toting tourists stumbling out of Pat O'Brien's. And then deeper into the darker blocks, the cackle honking din from Bourbon Street decreasing more with each step towards Decatur. Grabbing on to Kid's hand,
"It's fogging up bad, Kid. It's likely to be a bit scary out there heading back home. Crossing all that marsh on our way to the coast?"
As they crossed Charter Street, horse and buggy clippity-clops by, and the top-hatted driver smiles a big-cheeked grin, nods, and says, "Good evening, gents." At this very instant, for a scant split second, Reggie feels himself go a teensy bit lightheaded with intensely colorful visual explosions of cranial starbursts. The coachman's eyes flash as he grins, and he tips his raggedy chapeau, laughing merrily on, and goes off into the wisps of fog which shroud and cloak the misty French Quarter. Reggie tightens the grip on his son's hand as he thinks to himself, "What the hell was that? Acid flashback."